We've been hearing stories from legendary tattoo artist Walter Moskowitz. He learned how to tattoo from his father and passed on the art to his son, Marvin. Before Walter passed away in 2007, his other son, Doug, recorded his dad's stories. And Strange Champ sat down with Doug to find out why.
Well, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. He had lymphoma, and he had been going through some treatments. And I had recently found out that those treatments weren't going to help him anymore. And that's a very scary kind of thing to go through, because this dad, like many dads, and I'm blessed to have had him, was the most important man in my life. I didn't want to lose him. And so in some respect, I wanted to save a part of him and his voice. His voice was what I needed to save. So when I heard that news, I impulsively went out and got sort of broadcast quality equipment and knew I had to do this project. Now, I had hinted to him that I would like to record him, and I had told him that it'd be nice maybe to make an audio book about your tattoo experience. And that wasn't completely out of the blue, because a lot of the young tattoo artists would seek out the older ones to hear the stories. But the truth was, I just wanted to save a piece of his voice, and I couldn't just say to him, "Hey, Dad, when you're gone, I want to have a piece of you." The mood of cancer and watching someone get beat up by the cancer thugs, it kind of creates some unspeakable moments. So it was just easier to say, let's do this audiobook.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of also like it's like sitting Shiva in a way, you know, keeping your dad alive with you for the period of time that it took you to do this.
You know, it's very, very interesting, because we all had our own mourning process in our family. And of course, my mom's was among the hardest. And I suppose the time I had recording this, and then the hours and hours I had editing it, hearing his voice, I don't know if I ever had to say goodbye.
Do you have any tattoos yourself?
You know, I don't. And the best explanation I can give people is, when you grow up in a tattoo family, you know, every teenager wants to rebel. And for me, to rebel in a tattoo family, you're the black sheep if you don't have any.
So you rebelled by keeping your pristine skin?
Pretty much.
Did your father and brother say, "Oh, come on, just a little one"?
You know, it's funny. When I was a teenager, my dad was not advocating for me to get a tattoo. Later in life, and when we were working on this project, he's like, "So which design are you going to get?" So I think he would have been amenable to the tribute tattoo. But all the same, they were fine. They respected me for who I am. I find the artwork fascinating. I love tattoo artwork. It's just, I guess I hadn't found something that I wanted to commit to on my skin.
So are you the only one in your family who's held out, doesn't have any tattoos?
My sister doesn't have any tattoos. I have a older brother who is a physician who has two tattoos. I have obviously my brother who currently tattoos. He's got about 15 or 20. I've lost track. And my mother, at age 70, got her first tattoo, and it was a tribute to my dad after he passed away.
Oh, wow. At age 70? So she held out that long and then decided to get one? Who did the tattoo? Did your brother do it?
Of course my brother did it, yeah. And, you know, there's some kind of continuity in that was very pleasing as well. It was never her thing. She never wanted a tattoo. And then she lost the love of her life. They were together since they were 16. They were married for 52 years. And they even knew each other when they were children. And you can suddenly take that away from somebody. She was devastated. You know, people talk about love. You want to know what love is? Talk to someone who's been with someone for 52 years and then just lost that person. That's a different level. And there was no way she can control that situation. There was nothing she could do. And then she thought, hey, I want to get a tattoo to tribute him. And I think the reason she wanted to do it was twofold. One, all his life, he worked hard, very hard for the family, and it was tattoos that put food on the table. And I think she wanted to tribute that. And then what she got on her calf was two hearts with Walter and Shelley, their two names, in the ribbon around the heart. It's a simple design, but it meant something to her. 52 years, she wasn't going to change her mind about that. That tattoo was indelible in her skin to show the world that even though she lost him, he was forever there, in her heart and in the skin.
when we were 14 years old, and in them days, Saturday afternoon was the big movie day. Everybody in the neighborhood went to the movie. You could enter the theater for 25 cents and get in at 12 o'clock and stay there until 6. They would have usually 3 movies, cartoons, a specialty races on the film, things that the kids today couldn't even conceive of. But it was such a wonderful thing, and that's where everybody hooked up. She would sort of like follow me all over the place, and every time I turned around, there's her little glowing face looking at me. So she looked very young at the time, and I was just a wild little 14-year-old teenager, so what the hell did I know about anything? But I met her about 3 years later. And then 3 years at that age, a lot of things changed. And then she looked more and more interesting. So that's how it ended up. It was very, very lovely. Very nice childhood we had.